listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that is dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your show creator and host. When I began Full Power Living in 2004, my goal was to help my listeners to understand and work with the power and importance of their emotions. And it meant we could talk about anything because emotions are involved in every aspect of human life. So I ask you today, how emotional can you get about the course of your own life? Most of us can get very emotional about the things that happen or don't happen, as the case may be, the experiences we have, and especially the people who are in our lives. And because all of this is dynamic and changing, we're usually faced with puzzles we need to solve and questions to which we don't have answers. Or perhaps we do have the answers, and that's what our show today is about. For the past few months, we've been offering you an amazing resource, Your Own Higher Self, conveyed by Sonia Recknitzer. Through the process that Sonia teaches as co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence, she and her higher self communicate with your higher self, obtaining answers to your own burning questions, and they're tailor-made for you. So today, we're inviting you to call Sonia over our toll-free line, 888-498-0570. That's 888-498-0570, and this number is on the chat, to not only get answers, but to have the experience of communicating with the highest and best part of yourself, receiving information from that field of infinite possibilities that Deepak Chopra talks about. So call now to secure your place in our, quote, our virtual line, 888-498-0570. And one quick reminder, there is no unimportant or stupid question. When I was involved in virtual awareness classes, we were advised that if a question occurred to us, it was important enough to ask. So call us now, 888-498-0570. So Sonia Recknitzer is the person who's going to be helping you. She's a wife, mother of two. She's the author of Natural Pain-Free Birth, A Soul's Journey to Earth. And she's co-founder of the Universal Intelligence Group. Actually, like you and me, Sonia is an ordinary person who has discovered her own extraordinary abilities as she has learned to access universal intelligence. And part of her message is that you and all of us have the capacity to do what she is doing, communicating with her own higher self and yours. Find out more about this by checking out Accessing Universal Intelligence on the web at Accessing UI for Universal Intelligence, accessingui.com. Sonia Recknitzer, welcome once again to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much, Eileen. It's wonderful to be back, of course.
So I know you tune into your higher self every day. What did your higher self offer you about this experience today?
You know, it was really funny as I was listening to your introduction. I had a feeling that today we would actually be talking about emotions and what causes the negative emotions and what we may be able to do to heal those emotions so that we can have a better day every day. So it will be interesting to see what questions come up today.
Ah, that's very interesting. And so here I am going on and on about emotions. Huh? Well, I'm trying to find out.
It was hilarious for me.
It was what?
It was hilarious for me. It was like literally, it's like you'd read my mind, which I know you can do, so...
Well, now that's one of the benefits of learning to access this universal intelligence, learning to talk with your higher self. You know, you can coordinate more easily, you can connect easily with others, and so that because we're all one, we're tuning into the same energy, then things ought to flow more smoothly, should they not?
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely find that things when you're listening, when you're still enough in your day to be present to what's going on at that energetic level rather than just rushing from one thing to the other, when you're in that space, you find that everything flows really nicely together and every day can be created to be a really awesome day just by being mindful throughout the day. And what I love about it the most is me being such a busy person and, you know, this seems to be a life thing for me rather than necessarily circumstantial, is that as I am stiller, more quiet and more relaxed, I get more done because I'm able to get the things done that are really important really quickly because I'm getting them done in the flow. People and situations just happen around me to support what it is that I'm doing because I'm just quietly setting the right intention out into the universe. But look, to say it's magical, it might sound a little bit woo-woo, but it is magical.
Well, I know one thing that I've had personal experience of is looking at a list of names and telephone numbers, tuning in to which person may be there and which person is ready for me to call them, calling them and connecting with them effortlessly. So I know it is possible.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is truly amazing because generally I've spent a lot of time making calls over my lifetime, and normally when you're making calls, you might reach 1 in 10 or 1 in 15. So yeah, to be able to do that takes a lot of the frustration out of, you know, making calls to try and reach out to people.
We have a caller with questions.
Hello, Eileen. Yes.
Ursula.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Sonia, I met Ursula on the airplane yesterday. She's originally from New Zealand. Encouraged her to call. So glad you did.
Hello,
Sonia, lovely
Ursula.
To meet you. You're right next door. I'm from Australia.
Yes, I know. Eileen said. It was a very fortuitous meeting, definitely.
That is awesome. So, I love your accent.
So what question do you have? What questions do you have for Sonia, Ursula?
Yes, well, you know, I'm right in a very, very big transition in my life, and I'm very much ready to be taking next steps towards, you know, really tuning in and making a commitment to following my path with a deeper calling, you know, like not just getting another job to pay the bills, not just kind of being in this very much survival mode, which I've been in for a very large period of my life. And I am blessed to be in a position now where I can really be open to the next steps I take being really meaningful and bringing towards me being in really in service. I get a lot of feedback from my friends around, you know, my
Ursula,
service ability. So,
Ursula, let me interrupt you a minute. We want to leave Sonia enough room to give you an answer. So, cut to the chase. What actually would you like to know?
How do I get to the next step?
Well, I could give you the physical world answer really easily, and that would be to jump online and start doing some of these free workshops that we have on there, which will definitely lead you in the right direction, and Eileen will just support you every step of the way. But let me just check in with your higher self to see if there's something more personalized and concrete for you, because that's what this is all about. So let's see.
Yes,
well,
thank you.
Okay, cool. So your higher self saying is the first thing that you need to really conquer within yourself as you take the next step. It's like the beingness right now is even more important than the doing of taking the step, is that you need to be fearless, courageous. It takes a lot to, and without creating a limiting belief in you right now, because this is going to sound a little harsh, it takes a lot to take such a big step to actually live your life on purpose, to do what you're here to do, to contribute what you're here to contribute, to let that talent that only you have, that's been given to you because you're here to contribute to that big puzzle picture that is the whole planet and all the people on it, to actually live that, unleash that, and create from that space, you're going to encounter resistance. That's just a fact. Your higher self saying, this will happen, and you need to be ready. Because what will happen is, it feels like it's made really readily available for you to take it. It's the path laid out in front of you. You have the resources available to you to walk that path. But what is really in your way is ego. It's really funny because it sounds harsh, but it's just a fact of life that as we step forward in a meaningful direction and we get out of our comfort zone, which for you is struggle and just every day tearing your hair out to try and make the right decisions. But, you know, your higher self showing me this picture of you just in absolute frustration. And as much as that's supremely uncomfortable, it is actually your comfort zone. That's what you know to be home. That's how you've grown up. That's how you've lived. So to step out into a space of abundance, clarity, and success is supremely uncomfortable for you. You actually don't know what to do with that. And as much as it will be wonderful, there's this huge resistance to what will be expected of me when I am that person. People will be looking to me for answers, and I'm not used to having those. You know, so the biggest suggestion that your higher self has for you is be ready for that resistance and bash through it, because you know it's not going to be as uncomfortable as what you've already lived. And that short period of crazy, uncomfortable, nerve-wracking silence within yourself, you know, that moment, just push through it quickly and go, you know, I don't care how this feels in the moment. I'm pushing through because I know I'm here to do greater things, and I'm going to get out there and do them. And that is the biggest piece of advice for you today is work on your beingness. Be prepared and just push through.
Thank you.
How does that feel? When you're aware
it's completely, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Right.
And it just feels really great to have it spoken in the concrete, because I hear it in my meditations and I hear it, but then I'm like, so sometimes just that physical voice, that physical person just going, here it is.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because that validation does come in so handy, doesn't it? And
it
now
really
you know
does.
That you weren't crazy when you were getting those things. It's like, yes, this is what's happening, right? You heard it correct. So now it's time to just go out there and do it. And use Eileen as a resource. She's absolutely wonderful. I've seen her work with clients, and you know, she will absolutely help take you to your next level and to just give you that little supporting hand that you need to be all that you can be.
Thank you so much. Beingness. That'll be my meditation.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Sonia.
You're welcome. I gave you my card yesterday, I think, so do contact me. And let's help you punch on through. Sonia, I have to tell you, Ursula has just a marvelous, sweet, loving energy, and when she does break through, she's going to rock this world.
Oh, absolutely, Eileen. I'm actually seeing if Ursula is still on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. I'm really seeing, obviously, and you know all this already, I'm really seeing you working with other people and helping other people do exactly what you're about to do. And this beautiful disposition that you have, and I can really feel in your energy, you have not just a warmth, but it's like when you're speaking to someone, you hold them in an embrace, which has them feel safe enough to grow. And so, you know, as you move through your ego to get to where you need to be, you will really be wonderful at facilitating that for other people. And you're just the absolute person for that. I can really see when I said from your higher self that, you know, each person has that one talent that they contribute. You know, it just feels like you're the one person that can really help people to create a change in their life and feel safe doing so, which we never do. No one ever feels safe in creating change in their life. And so to have someone on this planet to turn to for that is a gift. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. You're confirmed welcome. Very many things, and yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thanks so
thank
much
you
for
so much,
in.
Eileen. Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Wonderful. Okay. Bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
That's so great.
Beautiful.
We all, yesterday, Sonia, we all missed our plane connection coming from different directions, and they stuffed us on the plane, and Ursula sat down next to me. So just barely made the plane, and we both sat there going, well, this was meant to be. So that's great.
Love it. Isn't it great when you can feel good about missing a connecting flight? That's fantastic.
So she brought, a question has come up as a result of your talking with her that I would like to address. When we come back from our break, it's time for our break. And so let me give it to you, and you can maybe think about it for a moment. And that is, when I was at the graduation of my granddaughter, the valedictorian of the class, this was last Friday, the valedictorian of the class said to the assembled group that it was more important to pay attention to what you do than to who you are. And I disagreed with that. And had quite a discussion with my grandchildren and my daughter and son-in-law about it. And I would like to get your take on that very thing. So you're listening
to
Full Power Living.
Sure, let's see if I can find something concerning to say.
You're listening to Full Power Living, and we're talking with Sonia Rechnitzer, and we'll be right back.
Eileen Dillon is a certified senior life mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence. She's available to conduct mentoring sessions with you to help you understand, change, and evolve using the advice of your own higher self. You can be anywhere in the world. Sessions are conducted through Skype. For more information about these life mentoring sessions, fees, and how to register, go to www.emotionalpro.com and click on the mentoring link at the top. Get personally tailored assistance with your toughest life questions. Visit mentoring@emotionalpro.com today.
Welcome back to Full Power Living. We are talking today with Accessing Universal Intelligence co-founder, Sonia Rechnitzer, and she is offering us answers to questions. So please, if you have questions you'd like to ask, call. It's toll-free, 888-498-0570, 888-498-0570. And you can get a reading like Ursula just got, which can, I swear, changes your life. It's just really amazing. So, Sonia, before the break, I ask you this question. What's more important, the things you do or who you are?
That was so funny. As I've been pondering that, I can see all the different angles on it. And you know, there's definitely an argument for that it's more important what you do than who you are if you're looking at the fact that who you are is really just a product of your limiting beliefs. So if you can push through your limiting beliefs and create something amazing despite who you are, that would be the context from which I agree with the question, with the comment. But on every other level, I would have to agree with you, Eileen, which is that really becoming all that you are is the basis from which you do. So it's literally who you are that creates your actions. So focusing on removing what's not true about who you are and living into your absolute truth about life while you're here and what you're creating in this lifetime, and you know, removing the limitations in the way at the subconscious level, all of which we teach, you know, this is what we've really found to be at the cause of then doing what needs to be done to create what you're here to create. And I know that that sounds really big for some people, because some people are just in that, like Ursula was explaining, you know, she's been in survival mode. And I know so many people in that boat. Pretty much 90% of the people I speak to are in that boat, where they're not worrying about what they're here to create in this lifetime. They're just worrying about paying bills, making ends meet, making sure the kids get to school, making sure there's food on the table, you know. So it can sound a bit lofty, but what there is to know in that is that when you, again, get back to removing what's limiting you, removing what's untrue about your life, and when I say that, I mean, were created when we were tiny. We heard our parents argue. We saw terrible things happening around us, and we decided that that's just what the world is, and we're now living in a world of violence and uncertainty because of what we experienced as a, you know, 0 to 2 year old. And that's creating who we are, how we're reacting, and who we're being. And none of that's really truthful. What there is to know, that we are an incredible being. We're here with a gift to give, and if we can allow ourselves to step out of the day-to-day mayhem and chaos that's created all around us, then we can actually get into that really pure space where we can contribute something back to the world. And when we do that, the world does contribute back to us, and from that space we create and we do amazing things. So that would be my general take on that comment.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to fly across the country. I run into a lot of things. I was talking with another woman on my trip yesterday, and she was telling me about the abusive behavior of her son-in-law that led to the end of his marriage and the loss of his family for him. And it was somebody she had known since he was 15 years old, so she really cared about him. Talk about emotions and negative emotions. The thing that she said about this man was that he was negative, and his father one time came to visit, and he was negative also. And that even though people were telling him he was negative, he was unable to break the pattern. And I had the idea that he really didn't know that he could break out of the pattern. And I was really aware of what a tragedy it was that all of these people lost out because he was unable to break through the pattern. And she kept saying, I love him. He's a wonderful human being, and he has this pattern he can't break out of. And I was wishing that we could reach him with the UI information, because that does help you break out of the patterns. But give me some.
Yeah, that's
give
what
me
we
some
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so let's start with the patterns, and I'd love to get back then after that to the negativity in general. But in terms of breaking out of a pattern is really created when a limiting belief gets so strong that it just becomes life. So, for example, my pattern that I had created was, and this is one that, you know, I think is very common, so I thought I'd share it from my perspective, is that I created this pattern of dating men that were just strange. You know, it's not that they were horrible or mean or necessarily violent or anything like that, although that did occur sometimes. They just, you know, now in hindsight, they weren't really normal people. And apologies to any of their listening. But what was really interesting was that the limiting belief that I had is that it's bad to be alone. I'd watched my mother really suffer when my father used to travel for work months at a time. So in any given year, he might be away for 3 to 6 months. And I watched her really suffer from loneliness. So I decided at a very early age that being alone was just bad. There's just no two ways about it. So I literally would jump from one relationship to the next within 24 hours because I just could not face being alone. And so as you might know, you know, when you're choosing a partner for the next period of time, and I wasn't the kind of person that wanted to have many partners. I just wanted to have someone all the time, right? So what was happening was that I needed to choose really quickly, because if a relationship ended, I needed to quickly find another one so that I wasn't alone. So there was this pattern of just odd choices in partners, because I really didn't have time to make a choice. And that was created by such a strong belief that it actually formed a pattern. And once you're stuck in that pattern, it's very, very difficult to get out. And what was interesting, actually, when I met Daniel, who I'm now married to, and I'm pleased to say I was alone for an entire year prior to us getting together, and that was my test for myself of, have I broken this pattern? My first question to him as he was starting to teach me this was, can this break my pattern of not being able to be alone? And he said, absolutely, that's what we do, because once you remove that limitation that you created, which was, you know, someone else's life, it wasn't my life that this was caused in, who's to say that I would be lonely or unhappy if I'm left alone to my own devices for a little while? You know, that was my mum's life, but I had made it my own. And so what had happened was that created that pattern. And as soon as that recognition was there, and I looked back at, well, what was my life like? Was I feeling alone? No, I wasn't feeling alone. I was actually fine. I'm a very happy person. And so in that year that I was alone, I was happy to discover that I liked my own company, that I didn't even need television. I'm completely fine alone, you know. And so that has completely broken that pattern. I'm now with someone absolutely wonderful that I'm choosing to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm happy and I have a normal person. So that's really there about patterns. But I wanted to also talk about this negativity, because again, that's just something that, as you said, when the father of this person was met, they were also negative. And there's so many things that we find that run in families. You know, people say that certain genes run in families, and, you know, from that perspective, maybe this is a negative gene. But what we know is that it's beliefs that run in families. As I mentioned, that belief about being lonely was passed down to me from my mother, and she probably copped it from her mother, because her father was at war for 7 years, you know, conscripted. So it's, you know, that's something that's running in the family, this belief system that the women are alone. And so this, for this young gentleman, unfortunately, what's running in the family is that life is a negative thing to be gotten through. You know, it's things are going to go wrong. That what I'm feeling, that the actual limiting belief is, things just go wrong. So this constant expectation every day that something's going to get wrong, that's going to create a pretty negative outlook. So what really needs to happen is for this young gentleman to have a quick look at, well, what happened in his childhood where he caught that belief that things go wrong, and undo that and recognize the truth in the situation, that for him, nothing had actually gone wrong yet, and that it's okay that he can create a life of things going right. And that will actually change his whole demeanor and disposition. You can change a negative emotion to a positive emotion in an instant by removing the cause. And he can actually then create a pattern of positivity and positive things happening in his life. And that's the brilliance of this. It's actually really simple. You know, we think that things take years and years of therapy and looking at yourself and all this kind of thing. It's all these things, these terrible patterns that are created, take but a minute to fix, you know, and then we can create an entirely different life. And so that's really what's there to know about emotions, is that they're so temporary, not if we don't do anything about it at that subconscious level, but if we do, that can be the end of that emotion forever.
Right. And let me just point out, too, that when people go to the accessingui.com site, they can sign up for a 2-week free membership, or also we have a 1-year membership with a class. And in that, you can get other questions answered, and you can watch video modules that explain exactly how, or at least they start to show people how you are doing what you're doing. So I want to encourage people to go there and look at those categories. And I'm happy to sign anybody up if you'd like to contact me, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at accessingui.com. And I want to have you talk more about those, Sonia, but we have another caller with questions. I don't want to make her wait. Okay?
Hi. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
This is Trish, right?
Hi,
yes, it
Trish.
Is. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a new listener to the show, and I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Of course. That's why I'm here.
Well, my question's around career. I'm currently employed and looking for a new position, and I am talking to a couple different people, but I guess I'm questioning my discernment a little because I made a decision in the past that probably wasn't the right one, so I'm wondering what you get around a new position.
You know, the feeling that I'm getting is that you're actually, the positions that you're looking at, there's one that actually feels right, so it's like you have hit one that's going to work for you. The only thing that I'm seeing, a message from your higher self, is that there's it's powerful. You're able to do what you're trained to do, but there's a rigidity in it. It's like you're very good at. I can't think of the word methodically, thank you. I was going methodological, no. At methodically creating the results that are required. But you're starting to find that process a little rigid. And what's there for you is to actually really go inside to see if there are more creative methods available for you to get the intended results for the people that you're working for. And that's the only issue that I'm seeing with the options that you're currently facing is that that's not necessarily the environment where that's going to be expected or rewarded. So you may not have the space to really create freely in the options where you're currently looking. It feels like you need to go a little bit further afield into a slight deviation of what you're currently thinking. Do you want to give me a couple of specifics to see if I can really nail it down for you?
Yeah, so where I am now is very toxic, and I'm trying to extricate myself from that situation and probably will shortly. And where I'm interviewing
it feels
is,
like,
you know...
the sooner the better.
Pardon me?
It feels like the sooner the better. Like
days instead of weeks. And where I'm interviewing is kind of three different, completely different. One large established IBM type company, one in the middle between an IBM, and the third one is a startup with, you know, venture capital funding and probably, you know, many hats.
Yeah. Okay, that's definitely not the one. What I'm seeing is it's the IBM-style company, the large company, that's the one that's really, out of those three, that's the rightest one, if you can say it that way. It's the best fit for you. However, that's where, now I can see exactly why the rigidity is there. You'll be hired to perform a certain task and there's no real scope for getting creative around that. It does feel like, and what's the position that you're applying for, may I ask?
Well, they're all, it's funny, they're all three different positions, but they're generally around account management, customer management.
Yeah, that's what I felt. Brilliant. It feels like there is a more medium-sized company that will be looking for someone like you down the track a little, like a month or so, that will have a similar role, but that's a little bit more creative, where they'll be happy for you to really come with some more creative solutions and step out of the box about how that can be performed to really take the company to the next level. They're not just looking for someone to implement what's already there. They're looking for someone to add solutions. And that's where your next step really is in life, is to really, you know, go inside and find something amazing rather than just doing what you know will get the result that's required. So as much as you need to get out of this one quickly, it might be worth just putting some feelers out to see if you can get that really perfect fit for you rather than interim stepping into something that will really be a placeholder.
Right. So did I hear you correctly that you thought that the best one of the three was the IBM type one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, ironically, that's the one that I've gone the farthest down the path with, and that's the one that will probably present the job offer the quickest anyway.
Yeah, and look, it feels like you could definitely move there, do that for a year, and, you know, maybe by that stage you'll be, you know, you'll find something that really sings for you. There's nothing wrong with moving there, but it feels fine. It's just that slight restriction. It's like I'm always looking for people to live life 100%. And that one gives you 80%. And by the general 80-20 rule, that's fantastic, right? You're living a fine life choosing that path. But what your higher self saying is just you're just ready for that next step. You're ready to dig deep. And they're not ready for you to do that. So it's just not the perfect fit. It's a great fit, but it's not the perfect fit. And the perfect fit won't present itself for a little while. It's more important for you to get out than to have the perfect fit at this point in time, but don't let yourself get stuck there is, I guess, the most important message. If you're taking it on, don't let yourself get stuck there. Keep your eyes peeled.
Okay. Is there anything else I should know other than what I asked you? I know sometimes people pick up things that are totally unrelated to the question.
Yeah, let's see. You know what? I'm getting that you've got the security in life that you need to really springboard you to the next level. And what this next position, if you were able to find that one that really allows you to be more creative, what that would do for you is take you down that path. If you take this position at the IBM style company and stay there for a year, look inside you to see what you're going to create. See, I'm seeing like a little, not a business on the side, but an idea on the side that you can water and feed and nourish and grow in your own time to have your brain really start to expand, and something really big's going to come out of that. So, you know, you're either going to use this next job as the stepping stone if it's the right fit, the perfect fit, or you'll use whatever you take as to keeping you in security, doing what you do best, and on the side, creating something. You're ready to create.
Got it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling,
you're welcome.
Trish.
I can't wait to see what you do. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, call us back and let us know how it works out.
I will. Thank you again.
Sonia will be here again next month, so check emotionalpro.com for the date.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Good.
Awesome. We'd love to hear from you. That'll be awesome.
No sense in not hearing. Okay, we're back. We're up to a second, our second break, Sonia. So you're listening to Full Power Living. We're having the wonderful Sonia Rechnitzer answer your questions, and we'll be right back.
How would you parent your child if he or she were a foreign exchange student? As a host for an exchange student, you'd have five main jobs to do. Those are the same five jobs important in raising kids. People around the world have used this approach to raise kids who are self-directed, make great decisions, and are immune to peer pressure. Get your copy of the Exchange Student Model for Parenting, written by me, Eileen Dillon, now available on Kindle. As a 41-year marriage and family therapist, a single, married, step, adoptive, and grandmother, I've got a thing or two to tell you that's going to lighten your load as a parent and help you create incredible kids who will become amazing adults. Go to Kindle.com and download the Exchange Student Model for Parenting today.
All right. Welcome back to Full Power Living. Sonia Rechnitzer, who is author of the Natural Pain-Free Birth, is with us. Also, she's co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence. I have a couple of announcements I want to make. This program and all of our programs are available through subscription on iTunes, and so you can subscribe. We also broadcast Full Power Living every Thursday live from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time over Blog Talk Radio and on emotionalpro.com, and in both places we have a chat. So you can come onto the chats and ask questions or interact with us that way also. Next week is June 19th, and my guest is Shirley Sanders, a woman who created a powerful life of service to others over the 83 years she's been on the earth. I spoke with her recently. She celebrated her 83rd birthday with a book signing. So we'll be talking about her book, Sessie's Journey, which is the story of 60 years of living and raising three generations of her family. Sessie was born in the Deep South in the Depression era to her African-American sharecropper parents. And she went on to earn degrees in nutrition, child development, and consumer education, and became a very successful entrepreneur serving her community. I'm looking forward to this really warm and happy discussion. It will inspire you to your own success. So join us next week, please. So now we're talking with Sonia Rechnitzer, who's a mentor and also co-founder of Accessing Universal Intelligence. And she has accepted the task of awakening as many people as she can in this world to the presence, power, and availability of universal intelligence. Now, Sonia, I mentioned briefly that there are a lot of ways that people can connect with Accessing UI in order to learn more about doing themselves some of the things that you're doing today. So you are much more versed in it than I am, so I'm going to ask you to run a few of those down, like the Beyond the Mind and the All-Knowing and Self-Mastery and Mentor Training, and also the memberships. Yeah. Will you do that?
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, let's start with the membership, because I think that's probably the most accessible for all of your listeners who are all over the world. This is an internet-based program that we have. It starts with a free two-week membership, as you mentioned. And this is really amazing. It's $275 worth of value, and you don't pay a cent. You literally will jump online. You'll be welcomed by one of our mentors. Eileen is one of the people that's on the team looking after you guys online. And you will get paced through. You can watch the Module 1 webinar, which actually connects you to your inner wisdom, to your higher self, through those genius moments at 3 a.m. so you can have them any time of the day that you wish. And then someone like Eileen will actually spend half an hour with you to consolidate those skills, to mentor you through any blockages that you have in using that in your life. You also get to ask 5 free questions online. Now, that I think is perfect, as so many of you are too shy to call in and ask your questions live on this show. It's a fantastic way to anonymously ask a question, receive an answer. No one else gets to find out about your problem except for your mentor, and they're here to, with absolutely no judgment and pure love, support you on your life's journey. So that's a fantastic way to, A, try out what we have available, but B, already receive that most important thing, which is that connection to your own truth. And that is really what we feel is our gift to give. That's why it's free, available online. We want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to connect. And so this is how we've managed to do that. Then after that, there's the All-Knowing Workshop membership, which gives you probably the most important module once you're connected, which is to be able to remove your own limiting beliefs. Now, it includes that one, as well as to help you clear the energies in your body so that you prevent illness and also bring your body back into equilibrium if you are currently ill. And those two modules come with a yearly membership where you get to ask 3 questions a week, and you again have access to a mentor. You get a half-hour session after each module where Eileen or someone like Eileen will help you out to really consolidate those skills into your life. So that, and what I usually suggest is if every day you just spend 5 minutes removing your limiting belief and talking to your higher self about what's best for you that day, what's going to create an incredible day, then you will change your life forever from the very first day. It is absolutely amazing. So that's what's available all around the world, anytime, on demand. You don't need to wait for a course to be available near you, et cetera, et cetera. What we're also creating is a network of mentors around the world. We have mentors now in Europe, in Australia, in Asia, and all over the US, Canada, and Mexico to help you guys out. So no matter where you are, you should get to the stage pretty soon where you're able to find someone local to help you. And if you're wanting to be one of those people, if you're wanting to pioneer this in your area, then definitely contact Eileen and she'll help you with the steps forward to becoming a mentor. It is an absolutely most rewarding career. As I've been a mentor for almost 8 years now, I wake up every day absolutely inspired and excited about what am I going to face that day with the people that I'm looking after. You know, what do I get to help them with? What shifts do I get to create in them for them to live their life 100% on track, on purpose, and really having an incredible day each day and removing the struggle and fear out of everyday living. So if that's something that's of interest, definitely contact Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at accessingui.com. She would be so pleased to help you and to tell you about her journey as a mentor. And we have a couple of really exciting events. We've got a couple of really exciting live events coming up. Here in LA, we have 2, one on the 22nd of June. These dates are all on accessingui.com as well, which is for anyone that's just wanting to learn that first module but wants to learn it live. Daniel and I will be teaching that personally. It will be the last time we'll be teaching that personally here in the US or in LA. We will be going down to San Diego as well. So we're expecting a big crowd. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And what we love the most about those days is meeting all these wonderful people that are all wanting to connect, all wanting to make a difference in the world. So you will undoubtedly meet many new friends at those kinds of events as well. That event is $25 including the book or a $10 donation without the book. Again, you get all the same value. You get the half-hour free mentoring sessions afterwards. It's exactly the same as online, but we'll be doing it live. And then our Beyond the Mind events are really for those that are interested in becoming a mentor that happen to be in the LA or San Diego area. One on the Sunday, the 8th of July in San Diego, I believe, and then the following Sunday in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica or Malibu. Now, those are really for those that want to become a mentor to find out all the ins and outs of what that means. We'll be talking about the day in the life of a mentor. We'll be answering all your questions. We'll be getting you working one-on-one with a mentor so that you can really experience the power of that. And we'll be doing live demos like what I do here on the show, but with volunteers from the audience up front, so you get to really experience that live up front and personal. You get to see all the reactions. It's absolutely amazing. So those are some of the live things that we've got coming up that I'm really looking forward to really bring this trip to the US that we've so thoroughly enjoyed to a close. We'll then be heading back to Australia for a couple of months before we come back. So I will probably once again have a very renewed Aussie accent upon our return later on this year. But we're really looking forward to establishing our founding mentors in the USA. In August will be our final founding mentor training for the USA, where the mentors coming on board currently are receiving a lot of additional opportunities as they're in that first group in the first year of us establishing here. So if you want to be part of that group, definitely contact Eileen and she'll tell you how to be part of it. It's been amazing with, you know, 6 months of support and guaranteed support with bringing in 5 clients. It's been an incredible journey that we've all loved. I think that's all we have coming up at this stage, Eileen. There's so much that I lose track, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
Audrey and I will be having an introductory event in Ireland near not too far from Belfast in September also. So if anybody's listening from Ireland, we'll be over. I'll talk
about
that.
What's the date of that, Eileen?
What?
What's the date for that event?
I haven't set it. I think it would be the 11th or the 12th of September, but I haven't fully set it yet. I need to contact my host. First, I had to get my granddaughter graduated, and now I can move to the next thing.
Well, Eileen, you'll have to let me know as soon as you know. I'm on a plane from the 10th to the 12th, so I will have to work out time differences because I would absolutely love to Skype in.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, I've been talking with Audrey. Audrey Pearson is one of the people who is one of the most fantastic, supportive people that I have been able to work with as a mentor. And so she and I have been talking about her Skyping in, too. So, but that would be wonderful to do that.
I'm excited to listen. I think Audrey would be the most wonderful trainer for that. I would just love to listen.
Oh, great. Yes, that would be great. Wow, time is passing on here. I did want to mention that what you've been talking about. Now, you've given a lot of examples, Sonia, and by the way, thank you for going through all of that. There's so much. I almost feel like there's a new thing every week, which is very exciting and wonderful, but there's a lot.
Yes, it's true. It keeps me busy.
But you've been demonstrating today that what people learn as a mentor or in UI can be applied in every area of life. It doesn't matter what kind of work you do. It doesn't matter whether you're interested in health or parenting or you have business issues or you're a personal trainer or you want to lose weight or whatever. This process, if you will, this way of approaching living life on a large scale can apply to all of that. Do you have anything you want to say on that?
Yeah, look, that's what I found has been the most amazing thing about this is that I was, you know, I live across a few areas. You know, there's a lot of people that are just focused on their work or just focused on their sporting performance. They might be an athlete or they're a parent, they're a single mom and they're just dealing with being a parent. For me, I'm across so many areas, luckily because I have so much support around me. You know, I'm running a business, I'm a parent, I'm very much into my sports, and I've recently completed our Weight Loss From Within program because after having two babies, I wanted to get back to my natural shape, and I wasn't achieving that sort of on my own, so I put myself through our program, and it was just wonderful to be able to lose weight a little at a time without really any effort, which was really fun for me. You know, so many people like have to starve themselves or do a bunch of exercise, and I really didn't have to do anything except remove a couple of limiting beliefs, so that was really awesome. But what I really love about this, especially the limiting beliefs work, is that you remove a limiting belief, say, about what's holding you back from being all you can be in your career, and all of a sudden you also notice that obviously, finances are improving because you're attracting in better things. Your relationship's improving because you've gotten rid of something that was holding you back. And so, therefore, now you're more open to love. And you also feel more motivated to go out there and go through your beach walks and soak up nature and at the same time move your body. So it's creating something in one area of life. It shifts all areas of life when you're doing this work, which is supremely different to what usually happens. Usually when people focus in on shifting an area of life, all that shifts is that area and everything else suffers because they're throwing all their attention and focus into that one thing. So I'm really loving this. Recently I've become aware of this, this kind of phenomenon of you change one thing and everything shifts. I'm loving that from the perspective of whole life balance, which I've always kind of secretly hoped for but never thought was possible.
You know, I just noticed, do you have a couple of extra minutes that we could go over with the show? Because I just noticed we have a question. I missed it before.
Yeah, sure. Let's go on. I've got time. Okay. No problem.
So from Lauren, she says she wants to know how she can help her father be most fulfilled in life before his life is over. She says being present for him seems to be all she can do from her end. And she also commented that this is good dialogue, and she's glad we're providing it.
Oh, beautiful. Well, the message I'm getting on that is it does relate to her actually being present for him, asking if there's anything that he would like to share with the world and noting it down with him. It feels like, not like a memoirs, but it feels like he has so many thoughts in his mind, so much wisdom that people could actually benefit from. And if she just was present with him and asked him, and you know what, if you had to tell me that some of the most important things you've learnt in life, what would they be? And jotting them down and scoping them out and really filling that in and making it juicy for him to tell, but also for her to learn and for her to, you know, potentially pass on to people that she knows or children, would give him that closure of, wow, I've now given back what I've learned. That's what it just feels like. He really needs that. He needs to know that everything that he's been through, everything that he's lived, and the wisdom gained from that doesn't go with him.
Oh, that's lovely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a case like that, if anybody talked with their parent, they could either record it or perhaps write it themselves. Would that be of benefit?
Absolutely. Yep. That feels like it could be universally applicable, you know. It's just a beautiful thing to do for someone, but also to capture what's there. And I'm seeing, you know, as you say that, what I'm seeing is for some people it'll be the recipes, the way they cook certain foods for the family that never got written down can get recorded, you know. It's just recipes of all kinds, recipes of wisdom, or literally food cooking recipes, you know. It's
right.
My
daughter's father doesn't talk much about his family, so when I visited my daughter, she's going, will you write down all you know about his family, because I want to pass this on. And it's interesting, you know, to be asked that. Thank you for taking the time to do that, Sonia. I'm just so excited about the abilities that you and Daniel are opening up for us human beings, and that's why I committed to this show every month. Our next show with you, Sonia, is coming up on July 17th. So all of you who are listening, mark that down. In the meantime, go to accessingui.com and you can get more information. You can read in more detail about all the things that Sonia has told you about today. And also, we want you to feel free to share this broadcast with your friends and family. It's going to be archived on both of our broadcast sites, on Blog Talk Radio and Emotional Pro, and hopefully even before the day is over today, it will be available. So, Sonia, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I know how dedicated you are and with what integrity you are doing this work of helping people to open their eyes to what's possible for them. And we've got so many new frontiers opening up for us, and we don't even know where it's going to be able to take us. Like you said, you just discovered this. You just saw this. And that's the way everybody's life can be every day, and the Accessing UI approach definitely helps with that. I want to also mention Daniel's book. You mentioned the book. It's called The All-Knowing Diary, and it addresses many areas of life and also talks about removing limiting beliefs. And the book is infused with an energy, a supportive, eye-opening energy that you will receive as you read it. And lest you think that that is really woo-woo, I'll tell you, on this radio program, I've recently been encountering a lot of people who are infusing their books with the energy that helps you to utilize what's in there better. So that they can get on the Accessing UI site also, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, as usual, you've dazzled us, my dear. And I just want you to know with what confidence I said to Ursula yesterday, you must listen to Sonia. You will be blown away. You will get what you need. So thank you for being that person.
Oh, thank you. That's just, you've made me feel good for the rest of the day.
Okay. As if you weren't already feeling good. Better, even better. All right.
Right.
So thank you for being with us on Full Power Living today, Sonia.
You're so welcome. I can't wait until July.
Yes, good. All right, July 17th. So next week, Shirley Sanders, thank you again. All right. Shirley Sanders is sharing her amazing life with us, from sharecropper's daughter to raising three generations and serving her world. We're talking about her book, Sessie's Journal, next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, which is noon Eastern Time. We look forward to having you with us again. Paul Johnson of Fresh Talk Media, thank you for being our producer. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.